Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 63. Staying mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 43. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 66 and partly cloudy and 41 throughout Wednesday night. Warmer on Thursday, sunny with a high nearing 70 and a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night with a low of 45. More showers and thunderstorms likely on Friday with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the job market's been difficult for both the private sector and for government positions across the nation, but the Kansas Army National Guard says that finally they're starting to see recruitment numbers increase with more students getting involved.
Sometimes when these kids leave school, they're leaving a lot of their support and contacts, but then knowing that they're going with this amazing group of men and women, it's like they're getting that second family that they can be a part of.
An audio from KSN News, Lieutenant Colonel Brian Gregory also says that he's excited to see more engaged young individuals.
We are going to train you to be successful in whatever endeavor that you pursue, whether that is college, university, or even job employment. We're the only employer that doesn't require you to actually have a skill before you actually become hired.
They go on to say that it's a great way to be able to get work experience and work ethic before getting into the workforce and getting a job and career. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
10 different students at Kansas State University will be honored with the Dean of Student Life Outstanding Graduating Senior Award coming up later this week. As WIBW reports, the university says the award acknowledges the significant contributions the graduating seniors to student life created at the university. The awards will be presented by the Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, Thomas Lane, saying, quote, "Each year I continue to be impressed by the significant contributions of our outstanding graduating senior awardees. This year's awardees continue that legacy of K-State excellence. Each of them have worked diligently and creatively to improve the quality of student life at our university. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to recognize their accomplishments and thank them for the impactful leadership they have consistently shown throughout their time as students." Some of the awardees for 2023 include Natalia Rodriguez, Camden Mayfield, Kathleen Cowell, Susanna Black, Parker Vilgamore, Blake Phillips, Jeff Ebeck, and Christopher Burrell. The presentation is set to be held on Thursday, the 27th at 3:30 p.m. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Hastings City Council met last week for a workshop to discuss the potential energy efficiencies of the city, including adding a second phase to their current solar farm they have for the community. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the solar farm would go just next to the airport near Hastings, Nebraska, as phase number one was created just 4 years ago, and the city says they've already seen great results for the community.
The new ones are 545 watt panels. The first phase, the panels were 335 watts. So they're more efficient. Any future phases we do will become even more efficient.
That was Tony Herman, the public information manager for Hastings on KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say that this next phase, adding the higher wattage panels, will help with the efficiency for electricity and energy in the city and also potentially be able to send energy across different parts of the state as well. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. On Monday, Washington County commissioners, based on recommendation from the fire chiefs, voted to end the 7-day burn ban enacted last week through resolution. Until further notice, the fire chiefs will resume issuing burn permits for their respective fire districts. Fire districts do have the authority to issue a burn ban within their respective district if they choose. There was discussion at last week's meeting about the burn ban and who should be in charge of the permits. Fire chiefs did not think it was their decision. Commissioners thought by the county taking over, it would seem as if they were micromanaging. All six districts last week had agreed on a countywide burn ban for 7 days, which again was ended in Washington County as of Monday after recent rains. Kansas Forestry Service and Emergency Management Director updated the fire at Haddam with commissioners last week and reported there will be no cost to the county for their service. The $360,000 estimated damage was well over the $240,000 cost for submission to FEMA for reimbursement. That fire started Thursday, April 13th, around 1:30, and by 4 p.m. had worked north some 2 miles and forced evacuation of the Haddam community, which eventually suffered damage to half a dozen structures on three properties, including a porch, garage, a shed, 2 houses, and a barn. The vacant Haddam mortuary building was destroyed by fire. Some 500 acres were involved, as burning timber was monitored into the weekend by volunteer firefighters, which included 12 local departments along with the Forest Service personnel, as well as air support with water drops. No one was reported hurt in the fire, and residents were allowed back home later that evening. In other business, last week's meeting, Jimmy Workman accepted the job of road and bridge supervisor as of May 1st. Eric Helms was offered the assistant of supervisor and will get back with commissioners. Washington County Hospital Board members met with commissioners conveying the homestead real estate to the Foundation Board. The board authorized a notice of intent to apply for a CDBG grant for the purpose of a nonprofit child care facility on the property. Marshall County commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The agency and aging director received notification that the Department of Transportation grant beginning in July 2024 will not be fully funded as requested, and that will result in a shortfall in federal and state operations of some $47,000. The sheriff spoke of town hall meetings regarding the new jail. Health nurse reported that 8 of the 9 grant reports have been filed. They'll be doing school outreach clinics before summer. County appraiser finished valuation hearings. Personal property notices will be mailed out May 1st. The extension office is looking for a nutrition person to work with the elderly and school children. They'll have 2 interns coming this summer to work with the summer school programs with 4-H type activities. County treasurer reminded of second half taxes due in May. Emergency management director is staying busy with countywide fires, recently sending crews to Washington County for assistance. A burn ban would have to be implemented by resolution by the Board of County Commissioners. Emergency Management Director makes a decision daily as to whether burn permits will be issued that day. Public Works Administrator reported crews are finishing up putting shoulder rock on the Axtell Blacktop. Overlay south of Blue Rapids has been completed. Road crews are busy blading and hauling rock, and bridge work continues throughout Marshall County. County clerk advised special election advance voting has been underway. County commissioners have finished up town hall meetings for the jail project, finalizing health department plans. They hope to start construction by June. Nemahal County commissioners met in special session on Friday to conduct an interview for the county administrator position and to review updates to the Nemahal County employee handbook. At last week's regular meeting, the Planning Commission updated development of a comprehensive plan for Nemahal County. The county attorney was present for discussion as to survey results and whether comments would be considered public record. City of Marysville will drain the water towers this week as part of routine maintenance and inspections. Tuesday, they'll stop filling the tower at the east of town, completing work Wednesday. That will be returned to service. A similar process will follow for the main water tower at 17th and Center. Residents should not be without water, but there will be variations in water flow and pressure during this process. Due to unexpected volunteer obligations, the Home City Fun Fest, planned this Saturday, is postponed until June 24th. Marysville High School will host the NCKL Art Show Wednesday with workshops and exhibits. The Students' Art Exhibit will be open to the public Wednesday at MHS from 10:30 until 2. Pheasant Road between 13th and 14th will be closed for bridge replacement beginning Tuesday and will be closed for approximately 6 weeks. Again, Pheasant Road from 13th to 14th Road will be closed for a bridge replacement for approximately 6 weeks beginning Tuesday. Stanley E. Hayes, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away April 19th. A memorial service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Private family burial at the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Hayes. Betty Weimers, age 73, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Weimers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, a sloppy joe with chips, broccoli and cheese, and pears. KNDY News Time 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Blue Rapids is on the move.
A small town with a big heart.
We always invite you to join us as we move forward.
Take time to see our progress.
We'd love to have you.
Come see what we have to offer.
Around the town square or anywhere you might be.
Visit Blue Rapids, the small town with a big heart.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. And partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Still more sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Before a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And still a chance for some rain throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. North winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers early Saturday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And clear skies Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late April 69, record high on this date 96, the average low 46, and the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:37. Sunshine and 36 degrees, that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 25th of April. KNDY News Time 7:18, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available, barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Shops. small shop, local shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. We're open currently 6 days a week, but have our grand opening April 28th and 29th with giveaways and refreshments. Come see us at 426 Main. Shop small shop, local shop fitted.
LeBron takes over Jimmy Butler's career night and two overtime thrillers on the ice. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Late fourth quarter of game four, the Lakers found themselves down a basket to the Grizzlies. That's when LeBron James turned back the clock.
LeBron, top of the key with Xavier Tillman on him. LeBron drives to the rim, he's going for two, lays it up, and in.
The call on 710 ESPN LA. King James helped the Lakers force overtime where they outscored the Grizzlies 13-7 to win 117-111. LeBron logging a double-double, 20 points, 20 boards. Jimmy Butler had the game of his life, single-handedly carrying the Heat, scoring 56 points. The Heat with a major fourth-quarter rally to beat the Bucks 119-114 to take a commanding 3-1 series lead, pushing Milwaukee to the brink of elimination. Butler post-game.
I'm just hooping, taking the shots that the defense gives me, stay aggressive. And a lot of shots went in tonight, but my teammates kept feeding me the ball, telling me to attack.
Stanley Cup playoffs, Maple Leafs of the Lightning for game four, 4-1 in the third. Toronto scored three straight goals to tie the game, and in overtime,
Kerfoot into the corner, played it back to the blue line. Over it goes to Willie. Back it comes to Giordano. Giordano shot, scores! Scores!
The call on TSN 1050, Alexander Kerfoot's overtime power play goal completing the comeback. Final score, Leafs 5, Lightning 4. Tampa pushed to the brink of elimination. The Kraken and Avalanche were locked in a 2-2 tie in overtime when Jordan Eberle struck.
Daniel Sprong scores already in this game. His shot was blocked. Eberle gets it in the slot. Scores! Eberle scores!
Call on KJR AM. The power play goal tied up the series at two games each. The Devils beat the Rangers 3-1 to tie that series at two, and the Golden Knights doubled up the Jets 4-2 to go up 3-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new buckets.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Yeah, we're talking with James Quayer, who's a meteorologist at the National Weather Service here in Wichita. And you know, when this forecast first came out, a lot of us were kind of excited because we could see quite a bit of rainfall, we thought, or at least that was the rumor anyway. You know how the rumor mill goes. But it looks like that, I should just ask you the question because you're the expert. What are we looking for here as far as rainfall goes? Because we need it, don't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've been in an extended drought period over the last few months, especially since last June, and over the next 3 days or so, at least in the Wichita area, we could see anywhere between at least an inch, maybe on an inch and a half on the upper end. We're going to be pretty close to they're going to be quite a bit drier north of us, so hopefully the pattern stays the way that it is, and we can get at least an inch of rain here in Wichita over the next 3 days or so.
Yeah, we all were thinking it was going to be a little bit more than that because when the forecast first came out a few days ago, and of course we know that anything beyond 24 hours, we're almost predicting inaccuracy. But you know, when we first took a look at this, we thought, hey, we could get some serious rainfall out of this, and now we're looking at an inch. Now, an inch is better than what we've been getting, obviously, but were you guys surprised at how little rainfall we could get out of this situation?
In this case, we were a little bit worried, especially 3 to 4 days out, because we've had this happen before where all the models are kind of lining up, we're going to get a bunch of rain, and then about 48 hours out, they kind of decide, no, maybe not. And so it's a bit encouraging to see that, the weather pattern's staying steady this time, and it looks like we're at least going to get about an inch of rain.
And that's your ag news.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Check out 5482. It's a medium to early maturity with excellent sugarcane aphid tolerance. Semi-open bronze head with excellent performance in tough, dry weather.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
With patients ranging from horses to humans across all 50 states, the K-State Veterinary Diagnostics Lab remains esteemed and accredited. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck discusses the renewed accreditation of the K-State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab.
The AAVLD is an organization that was started back in the 50s, and it's got over 1,200 members. All 50 states, Canada, and then 30-some foreign countries. And these are people that are experts in veterinary diagnostics. And the purpose of the accreditation is to make sure that laboratories are providing accurate and reliable tests all the time. And that's where this accreditation thing started. We're the only accredited laboratory in Kansas. And our clients come from all 50 states and about 48 foreign countries. So we've got a lot of people that depend on the results. And like you say, both veterinarians and animal owners, the results need to be accurate and they need to be provided in a very timely manner. And so, yeah, that's part of this accreditation to make sure that we can provide those kind of things to our clients.
Hanselcheck elaborates on what the accreditation process entails.
You have to be accredited a maximum of every 5 years, and sometimes it's going to be less. There was actually a year skipped in there because of COVID, because these are on-site audits by third-party auditors who are trained on inspecting laboratories, looking at SOPs, looking at our technique, make sure our techniques are appropriate, looking at our equipment. Do we maintain our equipment the way we should? And so, yeah, it's every 5 years. This time we had three auditors that came in, and they spent 3 days, and they went through every one of our sections, and it's a very intense accreditation and scrutiny to make sure that we're doing things correctly. You have to be able to provide, and we're talking 24/7 basically, necropsy, histology, bacteriology, and virology. And so we do all of those, and then we've got eight other sections. So we've got next-gen sequencing, molecular toxicology. We just keep going on and on. So that's the minimum. Some other things that you have to have is that facilities to handle the testing the way that it should be. There's requirements on who can be hired in certain positions and have that kind of background in order to be part of this accreditation process.
Hanselcheck goes on to highlight the volume of the lab's work.
We have 500 different test types. 500,000, about that many individual tests per year. And again, from clients in all 50 states and 40-some foreign countries, but all those species too, 40-some species. Number one species is canine, then human, actually, because we do a lot of human blood testing for rabies. We're the largest rabies laboratory in the world. And then third is canine, and then feline. So, yeah, we're very diverse in the species that we actually test for.
That was Greg Hanselcheck, K-State veterinarian, explaining the accreditation of the K-State Veterinary Diagnostics Lab. I'm Leah Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
What are the most common mistakes made when growing roses? We will help you avoid some thorny problems today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 25th, the 115th day of the year. Actor Hank Azaria has a birthday, and the Hubble Space Telescope was placed into orbit on this day in 1990. Rookie rose growers, take note. Sunshine and water are the most basic needs of roses, and it's where unsuccessful gardeners most often go wrong. When choosing a location, find an area that gets 6 hours of sunshine daily, preferably morning sun, taking into account the growth and shading of surrounding plants. As for watering, remember these rules of thumb. Water only in the morning hours. Don't allow the plants to stay moist overnight. Prevent standing water with good drainage. And be sure to use mulch to prevent rapid drying. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more lawn and garden tips online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 36 degrees this hour. Highs in the 60s again for today.
Over sports, I'm Doug Downs. The biggest news in sports happened in the NFL yesterday. That is when Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers was traded away from the Green Bay Packers to the New York Jets. Earlier in the week, Rodgers had made a comment that if he could not get traded to the Jets, he would just retire and not go back to the Packers. And that trade happened yesterday. Jordan Love now will be the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. It'll be the first time in 30 years that the Green Bay Packers have been without a Hall of Fame quarterback. Of course, Brett Favre was before Rodgers. With the Jets, Aaron Rodgers will switch his number from number 12 to number 8. The Kansas City Royals managed to hit the baseball yesterday, but they still lost the game against the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-4. The Royals did get 10 hits on the night. Those two teams will play again tonight. They are in the middle of a 3-game series. Then Kansas City stays on the road to wrap up the month of April. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
KNDY.
I woke up this morning and I swore to God I'd never, ever take another drink again. I fought it like the devil, but you know that you're in trouble when you're 14 and drunk by 10 a.m. Tried to hide it from my mom and dad. All my friends said, straighten up. I just laughed, said, you don't understand. That's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. At 16, I was on my own and flying high and staying stoned. I knew everything there was to know. I did things that I can't talk about. I wore my mom and daddy out. Late nights they spent praying for my soul. I stayed sober once for 9 days in a row. I quit cold turkey. Damn near almost made it to 10. But that's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I look into the mirror, bottle in my hand. That's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I don't know when or where it was, or how we met and fell in love, or why she'd even fall for a guy like me. together, hoping we could last forever. For a while I started to believe. Her daddy said she's all I got. Son, don't ever break her heart. Promise me before you take her hand. But that's just too much to ask of a drinking man. That's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I woke up this morning and I swore to God I'd never, ever take another drink again.
Just made the biggest mistake when I thought about my unborn child, when I thought about my wife, and the answer rang out clear from somewhere up above. No greater gift has man